One of the rewards of great art is finding meaning below the surface. Like a melody catchy enough to whistle, but with a message built into its very notes. Something to remember and carry with us, like a talisman that triggers an idea, an emotion. In essence, what the composer really wanted to say. The first four notes in the melody of this aria are designed not just to sound nice, though they do, but also to carry a message. It's music that enters our consciousness on multiple levels simultaneously in an example of one of the most extraordinary characteristics of Bach's music, as you'll hear in the cantata 156, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Bach's cantata 156, Ich stehe mit einem Fuß im Grabe, or I am standing with one foot in the grave, has a title that may come across as a bit ghoulish to our modern ears, but its use of musical syntax to draw emotional power out of words on a page is remarkable, enough so that that title actually becomes something pretty intriguing. You can find those words in a translation of the cantata 156 from Boston's Emmanuel Music at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this and past programs on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Also on the program today is a piece that borrows some of the emotional power of that cantata to create a brand new experience as a concerto. First, though, here's the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra and conductor Ricardo Chailly in the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 by Bach, performed by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra and conductor Ricardo Chailly. It's hard to hear the title of Bach's Cantata No. 156 without flinching just a bit. Ich stehe mit einem Fuß im Grabe translates as, I am standing with one foot in the grave. The words were by a poet who went by the name Picander, who based the libretto on Jesus' healing of a leper to send a message of faith in the will of the divine. And as in so many cases, Bach takes imagery that's tough to swallow and leavens it, first by starting the cantata with a beautiful meditative sinfonia. Then he goes further in the following aria, as the tenor soloist sings, I am standing with one foot in the grave, soon my ailing body will fall in. A chorus of sopranos sings, Do with me, God, according to your goodness. Everything is good when the end is good. The effect is haunting and consoling at the same time, but that confidence in the will of the divine is cast in more joyful terms later. After a recitative in which the bass soloist explicitly places the believer's fate in the hands of God, the countertenor sings, Lord, what you will shall be my pleasure, since your counsel is worth the most. The words reflect the leper's response to Jesus in the biblical story, and by setting them to that particular arrangement of four notes, and then repeating that phrase over and over, Bach reinforces the belief he's expressing, even when the words aren't being sung. You can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. This performance of the cantata No. 156, Ich stehe mit einem Fuß im Grabe, or I am standing with one foot in the grave, features countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Gerd Türk, and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. deinem Tod steht, liebster Gott, in deinen Händen, so wirst du auch auf mich dein gnädig Auge wenden. Willst du mich meiner Sünden wegen ins Krankenbette legen? Mein Gott, so bitt ich dich, lass deine Güte größer sein als die Gerechtigkeit. Doch hast du mich dazu versehen, dass mich mein Leiden soll verzehren. Ich bin bereit, dein Wille soll an mir geschehen, verschone nicht und fahre fort, dass meine Not nicht lange währe. Je länger hier, je später dort.
dass ich nicht soll kranken, so wird ich dir von Herzen danken. Doch aber gib mir auch dabei, dass auch in meinem frischen Leibe die Seele sonder Krankheit sei und alle Zeit gesund verbleibe. Nimm sie durch Geist und Wort in Acht, denn dieses ist mein Heil. Und wenn mir Leib und Seele verschmacht, so bist du Gott mein Trost und meines Herzens Teil.
Cantata number 156 by Bach, in a performance by Bach, Collegium Japan, and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists included countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Gerd Turk, and bass Peter Coy. The chorale embedded in the second movement of the Cantata 156, the one sung by the sopranos, is also one Bach used in an organ prelude. Here's Hans Fagius with a prelude on Mach's mit mir Gott nach deiner Gut, or Do with me, God, according to your goodness. Bach's prelude on the chorale Mach's mit mir Gott nach deiner Gut, performed by organist Hans Fagius. Along with its transparent, elegant sound, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra maintains a deep, ongoing relationship with Bach's music. Musicians from the orchestra perform each week at St. Thomas Church, and with conductor Ricardo Chailly, they've made several recordings that strike a balance between the bright sheen of modern instruments and the interpretive insights of the early music movement. That balance comes through in a set of concertos recorded by the orchestra, including one with a connection to the cantata we just heard. The beautiful opening of the cantata 156 also turned out to be, for Bach, the perfect middle movement of his keyboard concerto number 4. It's performed here by pianist Raman Bahrami, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, and conductor Ricardo Chailly. Keyboard Concerto No. 5 by Bach with pianist Rahman Bahrami, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, and conductor Ricardo Chailly. Earlier in the Cantata 156, a set of four notes gave us a musical sign of meaning. And those same four notes turn up in another piece, originally for harpsichord. Here's German Brass with a transcription of the opening of Bach's Italian Concerto here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
That's the opening movement of Bach's Italian Concerto, performed by German Brass. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.